We've all seen the headlines, right? AI is set to change everything in business. Smarter tools, automation. It sounds amazing.
It really does. The potential is huge.
It really does. The potential is huge.
But then you hit the reality. Getting these brilliant AI models to actually talk to your company's existing systems, that's where it gets messy.
Oh, yeah. The exponential integration headache, as some call it.
Exactly. You end up with this tangle of, like, custom APIs, these little workarounds that feel brittle and just don't scale well at all.
Right. Patchwork solutions.
So today we want to cut through that. We're doing a deep dive into something new that aims to fix this, the Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission here is to unpack MCP and really show you how it could be a shortcut to getting AI integrated smarter, faster, and more scalably in your business.
Okay, so what is MCP fundamentally? Well, it's an open standard. Anthropic introduced it, I think, late 2024.
Open standard, that's key.
It is. And its core job is to provide a universal way for AI tools, could be chatbots, LLMs, specific analytics tools to connect with business data sources.
Like your CRM, databases. Oh. Exactly. CRMs, databases, file servers, you name it. It lets the AI retrieve the data it needs, give you context-aware answers, or even perform actions within those systems.
That sounds like a game changer. I mean, remember the old way, this MXN connector problem.
Oh, absolutely. A nightmare. For every AI tool M and every system N, you needed a separate custom integration.
It's like trying to teach your AI dozens of different languages. Just painful.
But MCP aims to be more like a central hub. Think of it maybe like giving your AI a universal adapter.
Okay, I like that analogy. A universal adapter. So the connection looks the same whether it's talking to a database or some other app.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the goal. Simplicity and standardization.
So how does it actually pull this off? What's under the hood?
Well, MCP breaks it down into three main parts. First, there's the context management layer. This is where the AI gets its grounding, pulls in relevant info like, say, sales history or company policies.
Got it. Context first.
Then you have the model execution framework. That's where the AI figures out what to do next, generate text, summarize something, maybe trigger an action.
The decision-making part.
Right. And finally, the communication interface. That's the bridge, the actual pathway for data to flow back and forth between the AI and your tool.
Okay, context, execution, communication. Makes sense.
And there's this neat part called the protocol handshake. When the AI first connects to a system that understands MCP, they do a quick introduction. The AI dynamically asks, hey, what can you do? What data do you have? Without needing it all pre-programmed.
That's clever. So it discovers capabilities on the fly. What if the system can't do something the AI asks, or there are limits? Does the handshake cover that too?
Absolutely. It's not just about what it can do, but also the boundaries. Constraints are part of that discovery. It helps make the whole interaction more robust, less likely to fail unexpectedly.
Okay, let's make this concrete. Say I ask my AI assistant, what's the status of our top sales leads this week? How does MCP handle that?
Good example. Your AI assistant acts as an MCP client. It takes your request and figures out, okay, sales leads. That sounds like the CRM.
Right.
So the MCP client uses that standard protocol to talk to the CRM, which is acting as an MCP server. The CRM understands the request, gets the data, and sends it back to the same standard interface.
And the AI then presents it to me. So the client and server use this common MCP language regardless of what the specific CRM is.
Precisely. The AI gets the data it needs in a format it expects, leading to a clear answer for you.
Okay, so for people familiar with tech integrations, the obvious question comes up. How is this really different from just having good APIs?
Fair question. And it's important to clarify, MCP isn't just another API. It's different in a few key ways.
Go on.
First, it's one protocol, not hundreds of different APIs. You're not writing unique code for every single tool's API quirks. Use the single standard MCT method.
Okay, standardization. Big win there. Yep. What else?
Second, it's about smarter discovery, less guesswork. Remember that handshake. APIs are usually static. Mm. Developers have to hard code the logic. MCP lets the AI discover what's possible dynamically.
Less brittle, more adaptable.
Exactly. And third, it enables two-way conversations, not just one-way requests. MCP is designed for back and forth. The AI might need to ask a clarifying question or combine multiple actions. APIs often struggle with that kind of dialogue.
I see. So APIs are still crucial, but MCP adds this AI-specific layer on top.
That's a great way to put it. APIs connect software, yes.
Yeah.
But MCP is really purpose-built for AI interaction, bringing consistency, that dynamic discoverer and real dialogue to the table. It smooths out the whole process significantly.
And you can see how this would play out, like AI trip planning.
Yeah, perfect example.
Your assistant could use MCP to check your calendar, then ping a travel site and check the company travel policy all seamlessly and give you one suggestion.
Instead of you juggling five different apps and websites, or think about business analytics. You ask, hey, what were our top regions last quarter? The AI uses MCP to query the database directly and just gives you the answer, plain and simple. No complex report building needed for a quick question.
Okay, but let's talk security. That's always the big one for businesses connecting things up.
Absolutely critical. And MCP focuses heavily on explicit permission and local control. You decide exactly what data the AI can touch.
So granular permissions, like read CRM data but don't update it, or block access to files marked confidential.
Precisely that kind of control. And crucially, the MCP server component typically runs inside your own environment.
Ah, so behind the company firewall.
Yes. Your data doesn't necessarily have to leave your secure perimeter or go to some third-party service just for the AI to understand it.
That's a major point for many organizations.
Definitely. Plus, there's built-in transparency and logging. You get a full audit trail of what the AI accessed, what it did. Good for compliance, monitoring, everything.
So if a company wants to get started with this, it's not like ripping everything out. It sounds more like configuration.
It's much more about smart configuration than heavy development,
right,
generally. You'll install some libraries, set up the MCP clients and servers, define how context is handled, and then, of course, test thoroughly.
Okay, manageable steps.
And looking ahead, MCP is gaining traction. Wider industry support is growing. We expect it'll pave the way for more autonomous AI agents.
Agents that can handle multi-step tasks across different systems.
Exactly. Completing complex workflows. It really could become that universal adapter for AI integration, kind of like how USB became the standard for plugging in devices.
That's a powerful vision. Yeah. So wrapping up, MCP really looks set to be a key piece of the puzzle for businesses serious about leveraging AI. Faster integration, smarter capabilities, more control.
It really streamlines things. Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener. How could bringing this kind of standard integration, this MCP approach, transform your own internal workflows? Imagine making AI connectivity as simple and ubiquitous as plugging in a USB stick. What could that unlock for your business?